Nigunei Mi-Sinai, the Mi-Sinai tombs, have often been described as the heart of Ashkenazic synagogue song. Every Ashkenazic Jew throughout the world hears these melodies, especially during the Yomim Noraim, during the High Holy Days. Such reverence was felt for the musical settings associated with the prayers of Aleinu, Avos, Baruch Hu, HaMelech, the Kaddish before Musaf, before Ne'ilah, the Kaddish before Tal and Geshem, the Kol Nidre prayer, the VaHaKohanim prayer, that the term Mi-Sinai was later used to describe these melodies. These tunes were considered so sacred as if it were handed down to Moshe at Mount Sinai. The first to use the term Mi-Sinai in conjunction with Jewish music was the 12th century saintly Yehuda HaChassid in his Sefer HaChassidim, when he wrote about biblical cantillation, the reading of the Torah. Eastern European Jews call these tunes Skarbova, Skarbova Nigunim, generally meaning antique or old antiquated melodies. Specifically, the word means official, coming from the Polish skarb, S-K-A-R-B. These old official tunes have survived for centuries and constitute, even in our days, strong pillars in the high holiday services. Eastern and Western European traditions regard these tunes as obligatory, and that no other melody may be substituted for them. The ruling concerning these Mi-Sinai melodies is found in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, quoting the Maharil, that Al Yishaneh B'minhag Ho'ir Afilo B'nigunim, local custom and universal Jewish melodies should not be changed. Among the significant Mi-Sinai tunes that are heard during the high holiday services is the opening prayer in which the Baal Shachris begins to chant, the HaMelech prayer. The chant, in its elaborate and prolonged form, was introduced first by the 13th century Rabbi Meir of Rothenburg, and it was later popularized by the Maharil, who served also as a Shliach Tzibur for the Shachris service on Rosh Hashanah. The Maharil began in a soft, almost hushed tone, and then gradually increased the volume. Because we are approaching Melech Malachei HaMelochim, the King of Kings, with great trepidation, it is customary for the Baal Shachris to chant HaMelech while standing away from the Yomut, and then by humbly walking to the Yomut afterwards to continue the prayer. Let us listen to Cantor Asher Heinovitz of the Yeshurun Synagogue in Yerushalayim as he begins to chant HaMelech. It is interesting to note a change in the text. Instead of the year-round HaMelech HaYoshev, the king who is enthroned, on Yomim Noroim we recite HaMelech Yoshev, the king who is sitting. The version of Yomim Noroim, according to the Levush, conveys the idea that the king, Hashem, is now on his throne, because during these awesome moments of Shacharis, God is actually sitting in judgment. This is Cantor Bernard Beer of the Philip and Sarah Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. I welcome your questions and comments. You may call me during the day at 212-960-5353, or you may fax your requests or comments to me at 212-960-5359. Thank you.